Chapter 22. 8. Obedient to their own husbands. Titus 2:4-5. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. Obedient, yielding, willing and eager to accomplish injunctions or desires, abstaining from that which is forbidden. By now you should be fully aware of what the text means when it says that aged women should teach the young women to be obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. However, a quick review of some of these scriptures is in order. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Genesis 3:16. According to God's very words, apart from any cultural context, it is a woman's nature to place her full attention and interest upon her husband, and she is to be under her husband's rule. That is the will of God, no matter what the women preachers and the modern Greek and Hebrew scholars say to the contrary. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. 1 Corinthians 11:3. There can be no cultural context that nullifies this verse, for it says that the basis of a man's headship is rooted in the very essence of the woman's created nature. Just as God is the head of Christ, and Christ is the head of the man, so the man is the head of the woman, his wife. My husband does not lose any dignity by being in subjection to Christ, nor do I lose any dignity by being in subjection to my husband. And just as my husband finds security and meaning in submission to his head, so I become the person God created me to be in submitting to my head, my husband. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Ephesians 5:22-24. Here again a second witness in Scripture. We wives are informed that our submission to our husband should be viewed with the same love and fervency as our submission and love for Christ. The text says that we submit as unto the Lord, as if we were submitting to the Lord. Since my husband's authority is delegated by God, when I submit to my husband, I am recognizing God's authority, and I am indeed submitting to God. It also says that our submission is unto our own husbands. I do not submit to any other man as I submit to my husband. There is no pastor or minister higher than my husband. My husband is my head, in the same way that Christ is his head. Many women have written, telling me that their pastor told them to tithe, to go to church, to put their children in the church school, to make their children part of the youth group, or 100 other things against the will of their husband. The pastor claims that he is head of the local church, and is, therefore, the highest religious power on earth. My husband's response to a man's claim to ecclesiastical authority over the family is to call him a liar and a deceiver. The scripture clearly teaches that a woman is to obey her own husband. When our first daughter was just 2 months away from getting married, she asked her daddy a theological question. Remember now, she was a graduate of Bible college and had spent 3 years on the foreign field as a missionary. But rather than answer her, as he had been doing for the previous 26 years, he told her, I cannot answer your Bible questions, for you now believe what your husband believes. He will be your head, and you will follow him. It is time to get adjusted to your new role. Ask him what he believes about it. That is what it means when you give your daughter in marriage. It is the passing on of a torch to a new one-flesh family unit. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Ephesians 5:33. As wives, we are told to reverence our husbands as God's divinely appointed head. In 1 Peter 3:6, we are told, Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. If that is a shock to your religious system, take heart, because God thought it might be a shock to us. He went on to tell us wives not to be afraid with any amazement. Don't be amazed at what God commands, and don't be afraid to submit to your man as God commands. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Colossians 3:18. The text says that a woman obeying her husband should do it as it is becoming or is fitting in the Lord, the fitting thing for a Christian woman to do. Think about it. This is not another culturally unique situation. It is timeless. From God's perspective of marriage on earth that He instituted, it is the fitting thing to do. It is the way His Son responds to Him. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. 1 Peter 3:1. This is the third time that God has emphasized that our subjection to our own husband is not rooted in the superiority of the male over the female. God is not setting up one gender to be superior to the other. It is only in the context of a marriage union that a woman is to be in subjection to her man. It is her God-appointed office that renders her second in command in the family. This passage in 1 Peter 3, 1-6 addresses another issue that comes up regularly. What if my husband is unsaved and does not recognize Christ as his head? Am I still to obey a man who does not follow Christ? The following letter is typical of many I receive.